Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. We all feel out of place at some point in our lives, because we are all unique and different. Unfortunately, those differences often lead to bullying and even low self-esteem. However, our differences are also what make each of us uniquely beautiful. There are few stories that illustrate this idea quite like the classic story of the Ugly Duckling. Today we have friend of the show Randall McGee here to tell us the story of the Ugly Duckling, as told by Hans Christian Andersen. Here's Randall.
Hello, this is Randall McGee. I portray Hans Christian Andersen in storytelling performances, the great Danish author and storyteller. When he was alive, he would visit the homes of nobility and share his stories. It's been said that he was a very lively storyteller. And one of the stories for which Andersen is most known is Den Grimme Eiling, or The Ugly Duckling, which was somewhat autobiographical. So let's pretend we're in a Danish manor house, companies all around, and we're listening to H.C. Andersen, as his friends called him, telling the story of the Ugly Duckling. Outside of Odense was an old manor house that had a deep moat around it. By the water's edge, a duck sat on her nest, hatching her ducklings. She was tired of sitting on the eggs, but a mother gives up many a comfort for her children, as you mothers probably know. But at last, the eggshells began to crack, one after another.
"Peep, peep,"
said the little ducklings. Their voices had not yet learned to quack. They were bright yellow and as fluffy as a dandelion when it's ready to fly away in the wind.
"Quack, quack,"
said the mother duck, and quick as quick, they waddled out into splash in the moat.
"I am glad you're all hatched," said the mother. "Oh, no, not quite all. The biggest egg still lies here. How much longer is this going to take? I am really rather tired of it all." She said that, but she settled back on her nest because mothers would do anything for their children, yeah?
"Well, how goes it?"
asked an old duck who came to pay her a call.
"It takes a long time with that one egg," said Mother Duck. "It won't crack. But look at the others. They are the cutest little ducklings I've ever seen. They look exactly like their father. The cad, he hasn't come to see me at all."
"Let's have a look at that egg that won't crack," said the old duck. "Oh, it's a turkey egg, you can take my word for it. I was fooled like that once. When it hatched, it was nothing but trouble. Turkeys are afraid of the water. I simply could not teach it to glide on the water. It's a turkey egg for sure. Let it lie and go teach your other children to swim."
"Oh, I'll sit it a little longer. I've been at it so long already that I may as well sit here half the summer."
"Well, suit yourself," said the old duck, and she waddled away.
At last the big egg did crack.
"Honk!"
said the young one as he popped out. But he was so big, and he was grey with rather prickly feathers. The mother duck took a look at him.
"That's a big duckling. He doesn't look anything like the others. Maybe he is a turkey. We'll soon find out."
And she shoved him into the water by the moat. Well, this big hatchling took to the water like a duck to water. He glided like a gentle breeze over the moat. He swam circles around the other little ducklings from the nest.
"That's no turkey," the mother duck said. "See how nicely he glides on the water. He looks a bit strange, but not too ugly if you look at him at a certain angle."
For every mother thinks that her child is good looking, don't they? That is where we get the expression, "He has a face only a mother could love," I think. I heard that a lot growing up. But I digress. Thus they sallied forth into the duckyard. Mother duck wanted to show off her new family.
"Walk straight," I want all my ducks in a row.
That's what she said.
See that old duck over there? The farmer tied a red ribbon around her neck to show that she's his favorite. Now, duck heads. Of course, you have duck heads. So bow your heads and say quack.
They did as she told them.
Quack, quack, quack.
The old duck nodded in approval, but then,
honk!
She saw the big duckling at the end. The old duck cried out,
what an ugly duckling!
He isn't so handsome, defended the mother, but he's as good as can be. And he swims even better than the rest of us do. I hope his looks will improve with age. I think he will be quite strong, and I'm sure he will amount to something.
The other ducklings joined easily with all the other ducks in the yard. But the poor ugly duckling was pecked and pushed about and made fun of by the ducks and the chickens as well. He was the laughing stock of the whole barnyard. Things went from bad to worse. The poor duckling was chased and pecked at by everyone. Even his own brothers and sisters said,
oh, how we wish the cat would catch you, you ugly thing.
What sort of siblings are those? And now his own mother was ignoring him. Since there was no one there to care for him, he ran away. He ran until he reached the great marsh, where the wild ducks lived. There he lay all night long, weary and disheartened. When morning came, two wild ducks flew up to have a look at him.
Hello there, friend, they said. You're so ugly, we have taken a fancy to you. Come with us to another marsh nearby. There are some pretty ducks there we'd like to get to know. You are so ugly that they will think we look quite handsome by comparison.
How's that for an invitation? I've been invited like that myself. But no sooner did the two drakes take off from the water than bang, bang! Shots rang out in the air, and the two fell dead in the water. Hunters were all around the marsh. The bird dogs came, splash, splash, through the water. The ugly duckling tried to hide, but just then a big dog reared his head and opened his jaws, sniffed, snorted, and turned away.
Oh, thank heaven, sighed the ugly duckling. I'm so ugly that the dog won't even bother to bite me.
When all was quiet, he ran through the fields and meadows. He came to a miserable little shack, so ramshackle that it did not know which way to tumble. That was the only reason it was still standing. The duckling noticed that he could squeeze through the crack into the shack, and that's just what he did. Here in the shack, there lived an old woman with her cat and her hen. The cat could arch his back, purr, and even make sparks. Though for that you had to stroke his fur the wrong way. The hen, oh, she laid good eggs every day, and the old woman loved her as if she had been her own child.
What on earth? The old woman cried when she saw the duckling. Oh, goody, now I shall have duck eggs, unless it's a drake. We must try it out.
And so the ugly duckling was allowed to stay. After 3 weeks, which were not at all happy. The hen asked,
why don't you lay eggs?
I'm a male, he replied.
The cat asked,
can you arch your back, purr, and make sparks?
No.
Then what good are you?
I can swim and glide on the water.
Water, disgusting, yelled the cat.
The hen said,
I think you are crazy.
You don't understand me, said the duckling.
Well, if we don't, who would? Don't be so conceited, child. Just thank your maker for all the kindness we have shown you. You are foolish. I tell you this for your own good. You are lucky to meet with people who can tell you what's what.
Oh, I've heard that before, too.
I'm leaving now, said the ugly duckling. So off he went.
Everywhere he went, he was slighted by every living creature because of his ugliness. Autumn came on. The leaves in the forest turned yellow and brown. The wind took them and whirled them about. It started to snow and hail. Pity the poor little duckling. One evening, just as the sun was setting in splendor, a great flock of large, handsome birds appeared out of the reeds. The duckling had never seen birds so beautiful. They were dazzling white, with long, graceful necks and something that looked like a black mask over their eyes. You and I would call them swans. They unfurled their magnificent wings and flew away from this cold land, away to warmer countries and open waters. The duckling did not know what birds they were or where they were bound, yet he longed to be with them more than anything he had ever wanted before. It was not that he envied them, for how could he ever dare dream of wanting their marvelous beauty for himself? He would have been grateful if only the birds would have tolerated him, the poor ugly creature that he was. Winter grew cold, so bitterly cold that the duckling had to swim to and fro in the water to keep it from freezing over. One night, too tired to move, he became frozen in the ice. Soon a farmer came by and broke away the ice from around the duckling with his wooden shoe, and he carried the duckling home. There the duckling revived, but the farmer's children, as children do sometimes play, were too rough and loud, and the duckling thought that they meant to hurt him. He was terrified. He jumped out of their hands. He bumped into the milk pail, splashing milk all around the room. Whoosh, whoosh. The farmer's wife shrieked and cried, and then he fell into the butter tub. Whoosh, whoosh. And then he jumped out of that and landed in the flour barrel. Imagine what he looked like now. He looked like a duckling dumpling. Luckily, the door was open and the duckling escaped through it and into the bushes. Oh, it would break your heart to hear all the hardships the duckling had to endure during this cruel winter. Well, when the warm sun shone once more, the duckling was still alive among the reeds of the marsh. The larks began to sing again. It was beautiful springtime. In the pond before him, he saw three of those lovely white birds he had seen in the fall. I shall fly near these royal birds, and they will probably peck me to bits because I am so very ugly. But I don't care. It is better to be pecked to pieces by them than to be nipped by the ducks or poked by the hens or kicked about by children or suffer another miserable winter like I have. So he flew near and swam toward the splendid birds, the swans. They saw him and swam to him. He bowed his head when they came over and waited to be pecked at. But when he bowed his head, what should he see mirrored in the still water? He beheld his own image, and it was no longer the reflection of a gray, ugly duckling. He too was a swan. He felt all of his sadness and pain fall away from his heart. He now understood that all he had suffered only made him appreciate his new good fortune. The other swans swam all around him and stroked him with their bills. Little children came to the shore of the pond, and one of them cried, "Here's a new one!" And the others rejoiced, "Oh, the new one is the most handsome of all! He's so young and good-looking." The old swans bowed in his honor. He felt so very happy, but he wasn't at all proud, for a good heart never grows proud. He rustled his feathers, held his slender neck high, and he cried out with a full heart, "I never dreamed there could be so much happiness when I was the ugly duckling. I am sure that you know what he learned that day. It does not matter if you begin in a duck's nest, if you are born to be a swan.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Randall McGee, for sharing his story. Randall is a professional storyteller. You can find more information on his Facebook page, Randall McGee as Hans Christian Andersen, or on his website, www.mcgeeproductions.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.